This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a hospital follow-up progress note on Gloria Mance. Last name Mance, M-A-N-S-E, Gloria is G-L-O-R-I-A. The date was May 5th, 2022. The paragraph is Mance was seen May 5th in hospital follow-up, period. She was recently in the hospital due to a cough and was found to have pneumonia, period. She was in the hospital for 5 days and discharged 14 days prior to this visit, period. She had shortness of breath, which is moderate, but that's improved, period. She was not coughing by the 5th of May when seen, period. She has a history of multiple sclerosis, which has not progressed significantly, period. It's been holding steady, and it's likely the secondary progressive type, period. She has chronic pain due to multiple sclerosis, that includes abdominal pain, period. She also has osteoarthritis involving multiple joints, and she's had a history of mild depression at different times, period. She had a diagnosis of major depression currently in remission, and she was not depressed when seen today, period. She has a history of hypertension that's currently controlled, and there's no headache or chest pain or any cardiac symptoms when seen, period. She has hypothyroidism, but no specific thyroid symptoms, period. New paragraph. She appears to be at a baseline, or at least at a new baseline when seen, period. New paragraph, review of systems. Constitutional, no fever, chills, or major weight change. Eye, no complaints. ENT, no complaints. Respiratory, no current dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cerebrovascular, no angina, or palpitations. GI, no complaints. GU, no complaints. Musculoskeletal, she immobilized in the wheelchair, period. She can move her legs, but they're weak and not well enough to walk very far, period. Upper extremity strength is not too bad, although slightly weaker than normal, period. The hearing and vision is good, period. Has got abdominal pain from time to time, period. She denies abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. She denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, period. She denies this urea of hematuria. The past history is positive for pneumonia, hypertension, multiple sclerosis, major depression, complete remission, mild cognitive impairment, primary osteoarthritis involving multiple joints, hypothyroidism, anxiety. You can get family history, father is deceased and had cardiovascular disease, period. Mother is deceased and had cardiovascular disease and also had diabetes, period. So, since he's a non-smoker and has not used alcohol, the paragraph, examination, she's not acutely distressed at all, blood pressure 128 over 82, pulse 87, respiratory 16, O2 saturation 94%, head and neck, pupil equal reactor light, eyelids and tendons have a normal, extraction is intact, oral mucosa normal, use normal inspection, neck supple, no massive nodes, lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1S2, no gout, no murmur, fetal pulse is palpable. No significant edema, abdomen, soft and non-tender. Musculoskeletal, left lower extremity strength is weak. However, she can move her limbs. Upper extremity strength is better. Skin was unremarkable. It's warm and dry without rash. The paragraph assessment of plans. One, Mrs. Mance was in the hospital with pneumonia, and she appears to be over that, period. Two, she has essential hypertension, and I will continue lisinopril 10 milligrams daily. That's clothalidone 25 milligrams daily. Two, she has multiple sclerosis. That's holding steady, period. Here's a norepinephrine for pain. Regular multiple sclerosis, and she's gabapentin 400 milligrams 3 times a day for neuropathic pain, period. 3, she has history made a depression totally in remission period. I can use some Volta 20 milligrams twice a day. She has hypothyroidism. Now, can you live on Hyroxin 25 micrograms daily, period?
Very successful in the sense of really kind of focusing and targeting the very, very core of it, you know, not all Muslims, and drawing a real distinction between the evil
she has
ideology.
Intrusive overactivity, alkalinity, like butin in the eye, 5 milligrams daily. And she seems to be tolerating this period. She can have Zofran for nausea and body virus for vitamins. And Meclizine if she needs it for vertigo period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.
A call for violence. We all know that that does exist in the world. But what we have to be careful